Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from the shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire and fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." And then he said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." "Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
John, the writer of this gospel, shows us much of the mystical dimension of the church. Throughout his gospel, Jesus contrasts light and darkness, death and life, goodness, evil. And he talks about Jesus in a way that none of the other three gospels do. He has Jesus asking, do you believe in me? Do you trust in me? Do you love me? Today he asks Peter the question, do you love me? And then he commissions Peter to feed the sheep. He singles out Peter, just as he had singled out Peter at Caesarea Philippi when he said, who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the Messiah. You are the Savior of the world. Peter, who gave that wonderful confession of faith at the time then of the trouble when Jesus was being taken away to be crucified, said, I do not know that man. I never saw him before. I do not know him. The guilt that the apostles felt after the crucifixion must have been enormous. Only one stood by him at the cross with his mother. Woman, behold your son, behold your mother. And they all knew each other's faults. Each and every one of those early disciples knew their faults. And they also knew the loving touch of the Savior who forgave them. And this day, when they recognized the Lord, it was the beloved disciple who stood by the cross of Jesus who said, it is the Lord. And Peter again responded courageously, jumping out of the boat to go over to him. But then the time of the reckoning must have come, and Jesus said to Peter, do you love me? And he doesn't interrogate Peter in a normal way. He doesn't say, Peter. He says, Simon, son of John, which would have been the formal way in which a court case was heard, by stating his name. Simon, son of John. Simon, son of Jonas. Do you love me? And he did not ask him about ordinary love. He asked about agape, the godlike love that is self-giving. And so we hear in English, Jesus says, Peter, do you love me? Peter says, yes, Lord, I love you. And back and forth, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. Do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. But that's not exactly the way it is in the Greek text. Agape is a godlike love, a love that is redeeming, whole, pure, perfect. There's another type of love, which is philia, the type of love that's a brotherly love, a fondness, a love that you have between friends. The third type of love is eros, which is a more sensual kind of love. But Jesus asks Peter, agape me. Do you love me with an uncontrolled, perfect love? And Peter replies, yes, Lord, I am very fond of you like a brother. Jesus asks him the second time, Peter, do you love me with a greater love than all others? And Peter replies, "Yes, Lord, I am very fond of you, just like a brother." And Jesus, asking the third time, changes his question. He does not say, "Do you love me with that perfect godlike love?" the third time. He says, "Peter, are you fond of me like a brother?" And Peter replies, "Yes, Lord, I am fond of you like a brother." Peter could not say that he loved Jesus fully. And that should give us a pause to think. How do we love Jesus? Do we think of him as our brother, or do we think of him as our God? Our God, to whom we owe all of our love and joy and hope and trust. This story is not finished at that point. Jesus keeps saying all along, "Feed my sheep, feed my sheep." He knows that Peter is a good man. He knows that he has a hard time coming through. But eventually he does come around. So he says to Peter, "When you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Peter went to Rome, to the capital of the empire, a wicked empire that brought slavery to all that it conquered, a wicked empire which called itself the Pax Romana, the Peace of Rome. The Peace of Rome was a violent, violent, violent empire. The Peace of Rome was no peace for the people that it conquered. It kept everything in order by crucifixion. The emperor in Rome was called the Son of God. Peter went to confront the empire in Rome. And when he died in Rome, he died as the Savior did, on a cross. He had the full, perfect love for God, his Savior. He died a martyr's death. The Holy Church, throughout the centuries, has had people who stood out. We call them saints. We call them martyrs. Did they go around bludgeoning people, blowing up people? No. They died for the faith. They died in torments. They're dying today in places like Syria or Sri Lanka. Christians are persecuted and they die like sheep. They suffer, they cry, but they die like sheep. Jesus says lastly to Peter, "Come, follow me." Our Lord expects us to do a lot for him. The early church spread fast. When it says there were 153 large fish caught, that referred to an aristocratic group in Jerusalem. 153 of them caught. And they began to swell into an overwhelming tide that went throughout Greece, that went throughout Asia, that went to India, that went all across Africa, that went all across Europe. Christianity spread like wildfire because it was a true religion coming from God, from Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. When we come this day to the holy sacrifice of the Mass, When we enter into the mystery of the Lord's divine life, as we receive the bread and the wine, may we become his body and blood, so that we too may be Christians who stand up, who may not be martyred this day or ever, but who bear witness for Jesus Christ, that he is the true Son of God, that he is our Savior, that he is the way and the truth and the life. Easter is such a time of joy. We have these beautiful readings from the scriptures. We hear about the book of Revelation and the heavenly worship. May we join today in those heavenly with those heavenly choirs, singing, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and blessing." Christ is risen, creator of all. He has shown pity on us, his poor people.